Hello.
Hello, Michelle.
I've rung in about names.
Okay.
I've been hanging on. I've thought of a couple of other people I know. One has the unfortunate name of John Holmes.
John Holmes? I should imagine it's quite a popular name, though. Alice doesn't get this
yet. Not Eamon.
But you wouldn't
Eamon?
Have that name yourself, would you?
No, but John Holmes is... How old was this John Holmes?
About 42.
Yes, well, how old would the other one have been had he lived? About 50-odd now,
not
I think.
Not my thing, that.
No, but even so, I mean, when he was at his peak, so to speak, in the 70s, so he must have been kind of late 20s. Yeah, he'd have been 50-odd now, I think, John Holmes.
Yeah,
no longer with us, of course, John Holmes.
No.
You'd have loved his work, Al.
Then he was a blues singer.
He wasn't. You were so close then. He was actually the leading porno actor of the 70s.
Right. Yeah. I'd have loved his work, you're right, yeah.
Okay, so what else did you want to tell us there, Michelle?
Three more names. One's sort of more my friend's initials.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Nikki O'Brien. So.
Okay, yeah, but no, I want to veer away from the. Give us.
But I have the actual classic name is someone I used to go to school with,
mm-hmm.
And his name was Aubrey Kneipinger.
Kneipinger?
Yeah.
How was it spelled?
Oh, I don't know. He didn't either.
That's on the exam. Aubrey Kneipinger.
Yep.
That is fantastic. Now, you see, you redeemed yourself there after the... Well, they must have said they're not. I mean, I'm all for the John Holmes reference, but nevertheless, Kneipinger, that's...
Kneipinger, Aubrey.
Yeah. Aubrey's good, isn't it?
My father's name.
You see, there is a connection here, because Aubrey Beardsley, wasn't it Aubrey Beardsley who did the huge fallacies in his drawings?
Huge fallacies? Or
not fallacies? No, fallacies.
Right.
Aubrey Beardsley. What
was a fallacy.
Aubrey Beardsley, am I right? Yeah, sure. Carrying in wheelbarrows and things like that, yeah. And so John Holmes to Aubrey Beardsley, well, there it is, the call was circular. You see, that's how I agrees, if you forgive the phrase after all that, I agrees the phrase, the call was along.
Yes.
And here's Saffron. Hello, Saffron. Hello, Saffron. What do you want to tell us? Saffron, sorry to keep you hanging on.
I just wanted to mention my partner's uncle's name. My partner's been...
You can't wait the names. You try and do other stuff. The names are always the way forward. Go on, what do you want to tell us? Go on, Saffron.
His name is Brian Maiden.
Brian what?
Maiden.
Brian Maiden?
Yeah.
Oh,
fantastic. Brian Maiden. what effect does this have on his life, being Brian Maiden?
I don't know that he even has noticed.
Brian Maiden. This is in a whole other category of names that sound a bit like groups, but Brian Maiden. Saffron, thank you very much indeed. 25 minutes they have to go on the old turkey, but nevertheless... Brian Maiden.
Entering the last 25 minutes.
Yeah, I know. We've tried this since 10 o'clock now. No one's buying
it.
I've
got a patient...
I'm beginning to think nobody even noticed we were away, you know that?
Well, I've got a patient called Susie Mamuzi.
Well, come on, how could you set on Susie Mamuzi this song?
Right, what's he got?
Don't answer that.
I know, it's a John Holmes reference again, I'm sure.